didn't even start it. Okay, now the Gemara is going to try to do a flipperoonie. If you remember our flipperoonie from Daf Beis, you will hear the flipperoonie, and then you will be like, yeah, that it was that flipperoonie.
Okay.
So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara picks up. The Gemara picks up on the fourth line, Umimai. Okay. Just so you know. We have until 8:15, but just so you know, the goal is to get to the very last line, Shehichmitz.
So where are we starting again?
We're starting the fourth line, the first word in the fourth line. Okay, Umimai, and the goal is to get to Shehichmitz. So yeah, we're cutting it close to 8:15, I'm going to cut back on the questions, and then we're just going to fly. But we should have enough time to get through it. At any rate, says the Gemara like this, Umimai demaisa the kislev kadim, dilma maisa the nisa kadim. See, we were assuming that these are consecutive chronological psukim, right? That one came before the other. But how do we know? Maybe, in fact, I'll tell you that Rosh Hashanah for these Malachim, these Gentile kings, is also Nisan. It's just that the first pasuk that says Nisa, that says Kislev, actually came after the second pasuk in Nisan. And so the second pasuk says it was the 20th year in Nisan, and that started the 20th year. And then the first pasuk that we quoted is actually happened afterwards, and that happened in Kislev. You don't like it.
It's not the case. I mean,
right,
that's
what the Gemara says, not the case.
Read the story.
Read the story. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Read the story.
When you say before and after, you
answer the logic. Yeah, the Gemara's answer. Read the story. The Gemara's going to say, read the story.
How do you know the story before you read it?
Okay.
When it says the order, it means chronologically, not the order.
I apologize. Chronologically, exactly. Exactly. Chronologically. Fine. Very good. So, read the story. Exactly. So it says the Gemara, Lo Saka Daitef, the Tanya, because we have a Braisa that says, Dvarim Sha'amra Chanani Lenachemia Bekislev, Amra Nechemia Lemelech Benisan.
Okay.
Right? The Braisa says that whatever Chanani told Nechemia in Kislev, Nechemia then relayed to the king in Nisan. So the Braisa tells us that the story, if you read the story, you could say that it's chronological, but you could also say that maybe it's backwards. But the Braisa is saying, no. What happened in Kislev was later relayed in Nisan. And so these psukim are actually chronological. So let's see. Shenamar, as we have the psukim in front of us, right? Now the Gemara for the next 15 lines is going to tell us the whole story. The whole story of Nehemiah. So for those who haven't learned Nehemiah, welcome. This is a shir on Nehemiah.
Is this like the other braisa that's only going to quote like...
No.
It's going to quote the entire.
It's a story. This is not an analysis of the situation. This is the whole story.
Shenemar, as it says, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachalia. These are the words of Nehemiah, the son of Chachalia. Vayhi b'chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim. That was the pasuk that we just had. It was on the month of Kislev on the 20th year. Vani hayisi b'Shushan Habira. I was in Shushan Habira. He was a butler. He was a butler for the king in Shushan Habira. Even though many of the Jews at this time were already in Eretz Yisrael, he was stuck back with the king as a butler.
Who is I? Nehemiah or
yes,
Hanani?
Yes, Nehemiah.
And who's Hanani?
Hanani is one of the Jews who had gone to Yerushalayim, who had gone to Eretz Yisrael when the Jews were allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael many years back. He was... because in the times of Koresh already, this is dating back 35 years. Koresh had given permission for the Jews to go back to Eretz Yisrael and to rebuild the Mikdash. And they had tried doing it, but then the non-Jews got really upset about it, and they sent the message over to the king saying, hey, this guy, look what the Jews are doing, they're going to rebel against you. And then so the king put a stop to it. It's a question as to which king put a stop to it, whether it was Koresh himself. Koresh was the original king who had given permission for the Jews to go back to Eretz Yisrael.
He was the king of Babel?
He was the king of... He was the king of Madai. Right.
Babel was conquered by Madai.
Yes.
Madai and Paras, the Persians and the Medes.
Right.
Story of Purim, Ahasuerus.
Ahasuerus is stuck right in the middle there. He's stuck right in the middle, because after Koresh died, Ahasuerus took over for 14 years. And then after Ahasuerus died, Daryavish took over. Who's Daryavish? Daryavish is
Esther's son.
Okay, very good. And that's who we're talking about. What?
What's Madai?
Paras and Madai.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Okay. Fine. Very good. Forget about 8:15. We'll call it for 8:30. Okay.
Get a boarding ticket because we're going to fly.
Hanani, one of my brothers from Eretz Yisrael, came. Huva Anashim Yehuda, him and the people from Yehuda, from Eretz Yisrael. Va'ashalem ala Yehudim, and I asked them about the Jews, Hapleta, that had taken refuge from Bavel into Eretz Yisrael. Asher Nisharu min Ashevi, who had been left over from the captives. Va'al Yerushalayim, and I asked about Yerushalayim. Vayomrili, and they said to me, all these people who came from Eretz Yisrael, they said to me, Hanesharim asher nesharu min Ashevi, those who had remained from the captives, Sham b'medina bara gedolo b'cherpa, they're in a very, very bad state. V'chomas Yerushalayim n'mfuretzes, and the walls of Yerushalayim are being shattered. U'shareha nitzesu ba'esh, and the gates of Yerushalayim are being torched.
Very appropriate.
This is very appropriate for the 90s. Exactly. Yeah, this is very appropriate. This is mamish. Right. So this is it. Okay.
Yeah, but they're building. They're rebuilding it. He's complaining that they're rebuilding it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Exactly.
It was already destroyed. Now they're rebuilding. So he's not. It's not so sad.
Well,
yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Fine. We'll take a poll afterwards on who's sad and who's not. At any rate, that was the story of Nehemiah, and that was what happened in Kislev on the 20th year. And then says the Gemara. The Gemara here takes over for a few words. Amra Nehemiah lemelech ben Nisan. Those things that Nehemiah had heard from Hanani, he relayed that over to the king in Nisan. Why did it take him from Kislev to Nisan? I do not know. That's 6 months. But if you actually read the story, it tells us in great length. The story tells us in great length how much avelos he was put through, because he was in such a sad state. Because of the news that he heard. At any rate, if you read the next few psukim, which we're going to do, it's a little bit of a question. But anyway, Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk here, Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan, and then it was b'chodesh Nisan, just a few months later, Shnas Esrim la'Artachshasta, the 20th year of Artachshasta HaMelech. Yayin lefanav, there was wine in front of him. That is not a coincidence that there was wine in front of him. You'll see why in a second. And I picked up the wine because, of course, I was his butler. And I gave it to the king. I had never before been upset in front of the king. Kings don't like it when the butlers are upset in front of them, because the kings always like to be in a happy and jolly state. And so it was very rare for me to be in a sad state. And the melech said to me, why are you so sad? This sounds very much like Yosef in the boar, right? It's almost the same words. V'ata ein chachola, but you're not sick. Ein zaki imralei, this is a very bad thing. Right? The melech is not, he's not happy with this. You're sad in front of me. I don't like for people to be sad in front of me. V'ira harbei ma'od, he says, Nehemiah is relaying, he says, I was really, really scared at this moment, because I thought the king was going to take my head off. V'omar lamelech, and I said to the king, and I think it's a shaila, so whether he was saying this to the king, or he was saying this to the king, ribono shel olam. At any rate, hamelech la'olam yechi, he says, the king should always live. Madua lo yirupa. Why shouldn't I be upset? Asher ha'ir beis kibros avosai, the city, the dwelling place of the graves of my father, Chareva, they're being destroyed. V'shareha uchlu ba'esh, and the gates are being torched in fire. V'yom li amalach, and the king said to me, Amaze atam avakesh. Get to the bottom line here. What do you want from me? V'es palel alokei ha'shamayim, and Nehemiah says, in parentheses, I then prayed to Hashem. V'omar, and I said, Lamelech, ima lamelech tov, v'imutelo avdecha lefanecha. Where is that from? Yes, that is almost word for word. From the Megillah, and it's scary. It's like, you know, because this is again Artachshasta, who we're going to learn is the Yavesh. This is the same guy.
Son of what Esther says to Achashverosh.
Yes, this is almost a direct quote. It's right. It's not a coincidence.
I remember her saying, "If it pleases the king, but yes. Not that if your servant is worthy."
Yeah, im matasi chen beinecha hamelach v'imal hamelach tov. It's like exact words. Okay, so it's almost direct. It's definitely.
But it's Nehemiah talking. It's not just Nehemiah relating a story.
No, this is right. Yeah, exactly. He's talking, right? Please send me to Yehuda, to Eretz Yisrael, to the city of the graves of my fathers. And I will then build it. Vayomali Amalek, and the Melech said to me, Vahashagel Yosheves Etzlo, and his Shagel was sitting next to him. Who is this Shagel? I am not going to answer that now, because that will be the subject of Daf Dal. And that is probably why the Gemara is going to great lengths of telling us this whole story, because it wants to get to the Shagel. But in any case, the Shagel is sitting next to him. He says to the king, says to Nehemiah, how long are you going to be away for? And when will you come back? And everything I said to the king was good, and he sent me off, and I gave him a time as when I will come back. What?
He made sure he had a return ticket.
He made sure he had a return ticket, exactly. He made sure he had a return ticket when he's going to come back. Which is, again, what? Which is reminiscent of what? Which is reminiscent of Pyro and Yosef, right? Pyro says, you can go bury your father, but tell me when you're going to come back. Anyway.
How much was the time?
What?
How much was the time he was allowed to go?
Good question.
Not now.
Nehemia, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. What was the Zman, Taka? That's a good question. I don't know. 2 years and 3 months and 4 days.
6 hours.
And 6 hours.
So the vast majority of this brisa, I mean, basically it's all quotes from Nehemiah.
That's it.
From Nehemiah.
That's it. Yeah.
It's not a brisa.
If you wanted, you could have gone to the Rav Shira on Nehemiah. If you wanted, you could have gone to the Rav Shira on Nehemiah and skipped Rosh Hashanah entirely. At any rate,
so the Chaga is the next pasuk.
All right, then we got some Chagai going on here, and then we got some Daniel. It's the whole Ksuvim going on here. At any rate, okay, fine, okay. Masav Rav. So what are we putting over here? What's the point? The point is that what happened in Kislev happened before Nisan, and therefore, if Nisan were the Rosh Hashanah for the kings, it would have transitioned over to year 21, right. But it didn't, and so therefore it's Tishrei. So the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim of Umos HaOlam has got to be Tishrei, says the Gemara. Not true. Masav Rav Yosef asks a question. It says in Chagai, when it comes to, these are the psukim relaying when Ezra was, or when the Beis HaMikdash was going to be rebuilt, the second Bais was going to be rebuilt. Biyom Esrim V'Arba L'Chodesh, it was on the 24th of the month, Bashishi, of the sixth month, which is Elul, right? Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, no, Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz of Elul. It was on the 24th month of Elul. Bishnas Shtayim Ladaryavish, in the second year of the Chodesh of Elul, Bishnas Shtayim Ladaryavish, in the second year of Daryavish.
It's much earlier than
okay. So now what?
Daryavish is the same. He's the Melech of the same.
He is the Artachshasta. We will learn. He is Artachshasta. Okay.
Much earlier than the previous.
Wait. Artachshasta is to Persia what Paro was to Mitzrayim. The Pharaoh is the generic name of the king, and Artachshasta is the generic name of the king.
But Koresh was also.
Indeed.
And Koresh was before or after?
Indeed. Okay. Just hold on to your hats.
Say all this?
Hold on to your hats. Wait, yeah. Hold on to your hats. It's awfully confusing. Hold on. At any rate, this pasuk says it was on the 24th day of the month of Elul in the second year of Daryavish, Uksiv, and the pasuk says Bashvi'i on the seventh month, so this is coming right afterwards, and the seventh month is what? That's Tishrei Be'esrim Ve'echa L'Chodesh on the 24th day of the month. Ve'im Isa, and if you're going to tell me that Tishrei is now the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, Bashvi'i Bishnas Gimel Mibayalei, it should have said we're in year 3 now, as the Pasuk always does, it consistently does, whenever we transition over to a new year, it'll tell me what year we are now in. But since the Pasuk doesn't do that, it tells us that it's, or at least it leaves it off, it doesn't say that we're in year 3, we can then...
The default is the same year.
Uh-huh. What? The default is the same year. It's still year 2. And so how can you tell me that Rosh Hashanah for Malachim for Umos HaOlam is indeed Tishrei, if this pasuk is telling me clearly that it was in Tishrei of still the second year? It should have transitioned to year 3, and it did not. So Amar Rabbi Abahu...
The default is that it's the Tishrei after the last month that was mentioned... Whether or not it goes into a new year number.
No, that is not the default.
That's for sure so?
Yes, for sure so.
Not arguable.
Not arguable. Do not arguable.
Have to be the next.
Not at 7:55. You can argue with me a little bit earlier, but not at 7:55. Okay. I'm Rabbi Abahu. So Rabbi Abahu says, and then we got a problem over here. We got a problem because it can't be Tishrei. You just showed me it can't be Nisan, so now are you stuck? So Amar Rabbi Abohu, I'm going to give you an answer. You guys are going to love this answer. Koresh melch kosher hayah. Koresh was a kosher king. He was a good king. And since he was such a good king, we actually
moved him up.
We moved him into the Nissan category. Into the Jews category. Okay?
He was Jewish.
So this is a little schwer. If you're going to say that in fact this guy, the same guy, this Daryavesh, this Artaxasa, okay, and this Korach is in fact a Yid, because he's Esther's son, so then Taki should be Jewish anyway.
Right, exactly.
But it could be that just because he was associated with the non-Jewish kings, because
his father.
Because of his father and everything. So it could be that they lumped him in with the non-Jewish kings, but because he was kosher, the Jews felt that they can put him, at least for Shtaros purposes, back in Nisan. Okay? 1 second. Lefikach manu lo kamalchi Yisrael. Since he was such a kosher guy, they put him into as Malchi Yisrael. As you can see, Koresh, kosher, same word, right? They called him Koresh because he was a kosher king, because he was a good guy.
It's not his real name.
Koresh was not his real name. We will see what his real name is.
It's not kosher with the letters in the right order.
Correct. Okay. Correct. It's a variation.
It's like a hint.
Exactly. And if you see, the Gemara is now going to ask, the Pesukim we're talking about Daryavish, and now the Gemara says Koresh, kosher haya. So why are you calling him Koresh if his name is Daryavish? The Gemara is going to ask. And Atachshasta also. So the Gemara is going to ask all these things. But in any case, the Gemara gets onto a much more technical question, and it says, Maskev, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks a kasha. He says, I got two kashas for you. Chada, first of all, you're not making any sense. Because if you're going to tell me that Koresh kosher haya, he was kosher, and therefore we dated him all the way back to Nisan. Im kein kosher kraya hadadi. We're going to have some problems with Psukim that come up in Daniel that have to do with the same king. Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk. Keep up with me because this is Aramaic. Vesheitze beis adana. This bias, this Beis HaMikdash was completed. Vesheitze, it was completed. Beis Adana, this house. Ad yom tlasel yareach Adar. In the third of the month of Adar. Okay, it was the third of the month of Adar. Dihi shnas shis lamalchus dayavish, which is the sixth year of the king Daryavish. So now we are currently holding in Adar of the sixth year of Daryavish, who is this Koresh guy. So now, the sixth year...
Daryavish was our Artaxasta.
And Koresh. It's all the same guy. It's all the same guy.
Is that a suggestion, or that's what it really is?
That's what it is. I just said that's what it is. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Gemara is going to discuss that. Just bear with me. Just hang in there. Hang in there for the next few lines. Okay?
Hold on tight.
Yes, hold on tight. So right now, this pasuk is talking about, we are currently in Adar of the sixth year. Hang with me, because this is, we're going to get a lot of dates here. We're in Adar of the sixth year. Now remember, the Gemara wants to say that Koresh kosher haya, and therefore we dated him back to Nisan. Vitanya, now we have a Brisa. The Brisa tells us a little bit of history. Ba'oso zman, you should know, in that time, Lashana haba, that time Adar of the following year, so now we were in year six of Adar, now the following year is year seven of Adar, Allah Ezra mibavel v'galuso imo. Ezra came up from Bavel with all the Negalos with him, and he was there to help rebuild Yerushalayim. So he went up in what is now the seventh year, Adar time, right? Because the following year would be year seven, okay?
From
Uchsiv, from what?
Counting Nisan.
Counting Nisan, it is the following year is year seven. Uchsiv, and the Pasuk says, Vayavo Yerushalayim, Ezra came to Yerushalayim, Bachodesh HaChamishi, in the fifth month, which is Nisan Yer Sivan, Tammuz Av, in the fifth year of
fifth
what should
month,
be now,
month.
I'm sorry, fifth month of what should be now, the eighth year. Why? Because Nisan, we just said for Daryavish slash Koresh, Nisan is the new year for him. Therefore, we should be in year eight. But the pasuk says, 17, right, very good, 17 months later, right?
We should have been.
It should be year eight. And the pasuk says, Hishnas Shvius Lamelech. It's the seventh year of the king. So now, if you're going to tell me that Nisan was in fact his new year, so then why is it year seven? If you're going to tell me that he was like every other king of the Umos HaOlam that we're counting him in Tishrei, it makes sense because the fifth month, which is Nisan Yer Sivan Tammuz Av, is not yet Tishrei. So we haven't transitioned into year eight yet. And that's why the Pasuk says it's still year 7. But if you're going to tell me that he's counted in year Nisan, in month of Nisan,
should have been 8.
It should have been 8, and it's not. So now we got problems. We got problems all over the place, right? So how can you tell me that he is Melech Kasher and therefore he's dating back to Nisan if, in fact, according to this, it should be year 8, and it seems like from this pesukim that it's
Tishrei. We only have a problem right now with dealing with Daryavesh and Koresh and Avtach Shastra, right? I mean, like, everyone else we decided that...
Who's everybody else?
I'm saying... That pretty much we decided it's Tishrei.
Yeah, they're Tishrei. Yeah,
so it's only this situation.
Exactly. It's only this situation.
You're buying everyone else.
What?
Trying to use the situation to prove
exactly. We're trying to prove right. Exactly. Ultimately, we're trying to prove based on the fact that he's going
to
be in Tishrei that everybody else is also.
Use this to prove.
But we now said he's a Nisan.
Well, then we'll see what the Gemara says.
So anyway, this. That's question number one. Question number one is that in terms of the dates, we've got a problem. If you're going to tell me the Koresh Kasher Haya, and that answer is the previous psukim in Chagai, it should be year 8. So we have a technical problem with the dates, the Ode, and I'll tell you another problem, which is a very simple one, which is the one David raised, is Midami. Hasam Koresh Hacha Daryavesh. You just told me before the psukim in Chagai that was talking about Daryavesh. Then you tell me the Koresh Kasher Haya. What does Koresh have to do with the price of tea in Daryavesh? Right? What does one have to do with the other? You tell me Koresh, and I'm talking about Daryavesh. These are two different, Lechora, different kings. So the Gemara knocks that one off really quickly, and it says, Tana, who Koresh, who Daryavesh, who Artaxasa? It's all the same guy. Why do we call him three different things? Koresh, he's called Koresh, Shamelech Kasher Haya. They called him Koresh, to give him a compliment, because he was a Melech Kasher. So they called him Koresh. And he was, I guess, Koresh the second, right? The original Koresh was way back 30 years before. They called him Koresh because he was a Melech Kasher. Artaxasta. Why did they call him Artaxasta? Al-Shem Malchuso, because that's what they called the king, right? Like Pharaoh. Pharaoh of the Egyptians was Artaxasta of the Persians. It's the same thing. So he was Artaxasta. That's his generic name. Umashmo, what's his real name? The name that Esther and Ahasuerus gave him was Daryavishmo. Daryavish was his name. And therefore, the fact that we're dealing with Daryavish and dealing with Koresh and dealing with Artaxasta is not a stira because he was called all three things. Okay? Very, 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 very difficult to be his wife. In any case, Mikomokum Kasha. And at any rate, says the Gemara, we've got a question over here because we just brought down the Psukim in Daniel, which proved that it can't be that Koresh is dating back to Nisan. It must be that Koresh is in Tishrei like every other king that we're trying to say. And yet, we had a problem in Chagai saying, how can it be that he is Tishrei? If you're going to tell me he was Tishrei, then we should have transitioned to year 3, and we didn't. So how are we going to...
Reconcile
this stira, says the Gemara Lo Kasha. Says the Gemara, a very interesting answer, which leads to a number of seemingly logical problems that I haven't seen the Rishonim discuss, is Lo Kasha Kan Kodem Shehechmitz Kan La'achar Shehechmitz. When we were dealing with the Psukim in Chagai, we're dealing with year 2, that's before when?
Just a minute ago. Okay. I said before he told me he was a good guy, and then he told me again.
Very good. In year 2, he was a good guy. So they called him year 2. He was a good guy. He was back in Nisan. And they pulled him back to Nisan, so that's why.
He was good.
What? They called him Kasher. They called him Koresh because he was Kasher. So in year 2, he was still good. He was still. And he changed. In the course of 4 years, by the time Ezra already went up in year 6, in year 6 and year 7, whatever it was, by the time Ezra went up, he had already soured. He had gone bad.
And since he had gone bad,
they had, I guess, voiced their displeasure by putting him back to Tishrei. It leads to a huge problem with Shtaros because everything's dated. So you got to not only know the king, now you got to know the dates, the month that he became king, and now you've got to know when he was kosher, when he wasn't. It becomes a huge... I think it's a huge problem.
Just for someone who's... Only for someone who changes personality.
Yeah, and Lechori is the only one, but still, it's craziness when it comes to Shtaros. And we had a whole problem of Shtar Muktam, Shtar Melucha, which according to Rashi, you got a problem. The whole thing is thrown out. It's interesting.
No, but it's only a problem for him. Maybe it's not a problem in general. It's just a problem, a one-time problem.
In Chanami, it's a one-time problem. What are you going to do about it? I mean, you're going to have a problem with Shtaros in the times of Daryavish.
What is a good guy?
How many Shtaros did he sell from? He stole from God to be writing many Shtaros. for over the course of these 4 years that he at what point did he become bad now?
You'll know when it changed.
Yeah. I guess it could open a can of worms. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the I don't know if the concept. Yeah.
At what point exactly did he go sour? What day in between the second year and the
correct?
Sixth
when did he?
Sour?
When did he go bad?
It wasn't a different name. Process. It was a one-time thing.
When they
one day he was good. One day he was bad.
Well, at some point they made a cutoff and they said, "Okay, that's just enough of you. Enough of you. Exactly. We'll go back to Tishrei here. Yeah, exactly. Tishrei. You want to get better? We'll put you back
when
in
that Nisa. Day was.
Right now you're in Cherem. You're in Tishrei Cherem.
He's not what the day was.
They could have used Koresh and Daryavish. If they would have switched, if they changed the name, then you would have known what it was talking about.
What do you mean? Switch the name?
They took away the name Koresh.
If they would have taken away the name Koresh. When he was good, they used Koresh. When he was bad, they used Daryavish. So you'll know it. If the Shtar was written with Daryavish, you're going to go by Tishrei. And if it was written with Koresh, you're going by Nisan, and you'll know exactly what was going on.
Very good answer.
That's also confusing. Same king, you can have two different
days. Maybe it was Yadua.
You'll never find a star that had Koresh and Daryavish at the same time. They made a decision. When they made a decision.
Very interesting. At any rate, when he was Kosher, he was Koresh. But Koresh, the original Koresh, was 30 years earlier. So they had to have some way of distinguishing between the two Koreshes. I guess they did Koresh the Roman numeral 2.
They put the dates.
What?
They put the dates.
Well, the seventh year of Koresh. They didn't put the Tavshin Ayin Zayin.
They had a way of
distinguishing. So at any rate, maybe you say like Rabbi Thomas. Maybe you say Taka that that's what they did. They called him Daryavish when he was bad, and they called him Koresh when he was good, and Shalom al Yisrael, or Shalom al Umas Olam. At any rate, it's interesting when you think about Hichmitz. What is the Lashon of Hichmitz? He doesn't say he was Marshia. He doesn't say he was a Rasha. He was Hichmitz. What's the Lashon of Hichmitz? What does it sound like?
Was soiled?
Yes. What becomes spoiled? What becomes
wine?
Wine, right? The whole thing, the events that led to all of this is wine, right? The Mishteh Hayayin and Achashverosh and Esther was Mishteh Hayayin. What happened over here with Nehemiah is all with wine. The Shagal that we'll see later is all wine. There's some kind of a theme going on here. Like I don't know what the Gemara is trying to point at.
Persian court, they had
that
wine.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, why exactly the Gemara wants to point to the wine? I don't know. But it's just an interesting. I haven't seen anybody comments on it.
What
anyway,
about Master for the next question?
The next question is going to be for Sunday. Sunday evening, we're calling it for 7:30 because I know there's an 8:30 on Sunday. So we're going to call it for 7:30 on Sunday.
Not 8:40.
Wait a minute. Didn't we have a conflict again on Sunday evening at 8:30?
Normally, what was the conflict on Sunday again?
Normally, it would be Monday. Now, if we're going to be Doha,
if
we're going to be Doha, we're going to be Doha a lot. So we're going to Doha not only the 8:30 but to the 7:30.
Why are we
Doha? When it comes to like the chiyas of Tanesim. Once you're Doha like crazy. So we're going to be Doha like crazy.
Change the time to 7:30.
On Sunday evening, well, Monday evening is Tisha B'Av. So if you want to learn Rosh Hashanah and Tisha B'Av, you're on your own. But Sunday evening, 8:30 is Rav Jacobson, and some people like to go to that. So we'll do 7:30 again after Mincha on Sunday evening. Okay? Pick up with that. We got some very interesting. I got it. What?
I just don't know if I can.
If you can't, you'll either call in or you'll listen to my voice recording.
Let us know
who
you are.
Right? Yeah. It won't be the end of the world. You'll be able to.